So too is Peter Snowden. G'day to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
You're obviously keen on this race, $1 million worth of prize money, and you've lined up four for the race.
Yeah, it's going to be a part of. A great concept. And, yeah, it's a lot of money. And if you win it this early in the season, it's a big plus.
Yeah, it's probably a ticket into the Golden Slipper if you're good enough, and gives you a chance to, well, I suppose, train them to win it, Pete.
Yes, exactly, Ronnie. You can give them afford to give that a little bit longer time in between rather than a short turnaround. You've only got that money in the bank. It's it's an easier ride in the slipper then.
Yeah. We'll go from top to bottom. Indoors, he's got a bit of an awkward draw here.
Yeah, he's a go-forward sort of horse. Yeah, I think it might not be such a bad thing with him. He over-raced the other day in that race at Randwick, and we'll probably allow him to let him stride a little bit today. That going silly. Looks to be a fair bit of speed in the race, actually, but he'll be one that will go forward and we'll try and get him relaxed. He goes forward a bit. Does a bit more work early, might settle down a bit better mid-race than what he did the other day.
Yeah. Blazer Trail, he's a very interesting horse. He's two trial, he's looked apart.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. He's talented, but just very raw. His first trial, I want him to have a nice trial. He sort of got out in front of his own, didn't learn much. Ran quick time, looked impressive, but I wanted him to get back and behind a few horses a little bit more. The second trial, we made sure he got in behind. He was great. He was good, quick and when asked, and I liked the second trial a lot better than the first, from my point of view. He works in, has been very good. He's just one of those real, he is a bit of a slow maturer. He doesn't look your early type, mm-hmm. but he's just very, very gifted. He's got exceptional talent. His work on Tuesday was as good as I've seen a horse work. So he's talented, but just he's still very raw. But if he can win today, I'll be exciting times ahead because I know there's definitely more improvement to come out of the horse.
Yeah. I suppose the most exciting thing was after revving him up and he looking like a real running on fear, he did come back to him the other day.
Yeah, it was good to see him do. I don't like sort of leading. It might be impressive to the punters or the owners to see a horse win like that, but they learn nothing from a very trial and just jumping and running like that. But he learned a lot more the other day, and I was really pleased with what he did the other day. And Timmy was the same of opinion. He said he was, he did everything right, and did everything we asked him to do, and did it very well.
Dame Giselle is a lovely filly with a good draw.
Yeah, no, she's definitely the sleeper there. I liked her run here the other day. And Winkers on, I think she just floated a bit when she got the front, didn't sort of see that other horse coming. I know you ran very good sectionals, but I think this filly is very talented as well, and she's done very well since that trial, since that run at Randwick. And as I said, Winkers been added, certainly helped with a soft draw today.
Close to me only had one short trial going into a first start. How's she come on?
Yeah, really well. It's probably told on her the last little bit. But for the benefit of that run now, I definitely think she's in there. But just that draw is just a tricky draw. I'm hoping there's the speed I'm thinking is going to be there. Is there? And if that's the case, she might be able to slot in somewhere and find a spot. But she is very talented as well.
A couple of other runners, California Longbow Race 4. He's won up to 2,000 metres, so this distance third up should suit.
Yeah, nice progressive horse. I like this bloke. He's not a lot of him, but he's come back a bit stronger this time through. But showed good potential and good guts last prep, which I really like. So I think there's a place for him this time of year. Getting to 18 today, probably be better again. It's 2,000 after this, but he's going well enough to run well today.
Your two mares, Moss Trip, that was great to see her run a much better race last start.
Yeah, we're really pleased to see that. The best run she's had for quite a while. But the Moss Trip of old certainly capable of running well today. Just hope she can put two together and run well.
And Reel 'Em In Ruby, well, what you see is what you get. She's going to be very competitive again.
Yeah, good draw, very genuine. And I think she's definitely looking for seven now. And I think she's going to do a race to give her a chance to win her back tight today.
The race four at Flemington, Carrift, he's going very good.
Yeah, he's surprising me. I've liked him. I've always had a bit of opinion of him, and we threw him in the deep end a bit this prep just to see just what he has got, and a bit of a fact-finding mission this time to send him to Melbourne and just to give him a try down there. And the Hotham, you think, is far too high a grade for him. But the start before at Randwick, I thought that was an excellent run, being wide and covering ground and running well. But his Hotham run was outstanding. And this theory here today, it's a backup. We haven't done that before. It's something. If you do think to dream of next year going to 2 mile, you'd want to know if you need to back him up the horse, if you can handle it or not. So it's a good opportunity to find out today. But he has done particularly well. I was down there till Wednesday, Thursday, and you wouldn't know he'd been around at all. He comes with it running great order. He's a tough horse. He can definitely stay. If you look through his form, his best work has been over 24 and 2600. So, I quite like the horse. I'm starting to warm to him. I'm making an old man get a twinkle in the eye.
You never know. You just got to stay patient for 12 months.
That's it. Exactly right. And look, when there's a daughter day, you're thinking about going there in 12 months. A lot can happen in 12 months, and you've got to keep them sound and in good order, and they've got to keep kicking over and keep on improving. So a lot of things to happen, but he certainly is an exciting prospect from my point of view. I've never had one like this for quite a while to show the potential that he has over ground.
Beauty.
Okay, you got any twinkle in your eyes for any two-year-old in the Golden Gift?
Maybe if something wins, a twinkle might come, but it's going to get there.
All right, mate, good luck. I hope it's a winning day for you.
Cheers, boys. Same to you.